Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Monday, everybody. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday show. Wait for it. Every Thursday, Throwback Thursday. We'll get the jingle for you. What an amazing weekend. Just an amazing week. I am so fired up. I got up at 12:30 this morning. Yes, you heard that right. I got up at 12:30 this morning, and I am fired up. Just ran 4 miles. I'm smiling like I ate a banana sideways. I'll get into that in just a minute. Why did I get up at 12:30? Why am I so fired up on a Monday? On a Monday. Do you have the Monday blues? Before we go any further, hey, if you haven't gone to iTunes and gaven this show a 5-star review, please do that. It helps other motivated champions like yourself find the show much, much easier. Just go to 5-star, just go to iTunes, click, boop, 5 stars. Leave a nice comment, too, if you don't mind. Sure would appreciate it. My name's Sam Crowley. 10 years ago this week, I gave the boss the finger and said, no thanks. No longer a corporate slave. I don't want every day to be Monday, want every day to be Saturday. My daughter needs me home. Now I got 4 girls. Isn't that exciting? 4 girls. And I want this to be your inspiration as well. If you're muddling through something right now, maybe you're stuck in the J-O-B, the jump out of bed, just over broke, journey of the broke. Maybe that's you right now. Maybe you're just like me 10 years ago. It's okay, man. Don't have to look in the rearview mirror. The windshield is so much bigger. That's why, because your future is so much brighter. It's a decision. It's a big decision. You're going to be faced with lots of big decisions. Let me ask you a question, champion. Would you rather be faced with many big decisions that can have an amazing return on investment, or would you like to live small with a bunch of small decisions that really don't have any impact whatsoever on your life and nobody really cares? It's like, hey, I had to choose between the strawberry frosted donut and the glazed at Dunkin' today. Oh, no. You know, come on, man. You want to play big? Play big! Come on. Come on. Don't play small. Those are for small people living in a small world with small minds, making a small impact on a small amount of people. Damn, nobody wants to do that. You don't want to do that. So why are you settling? Don't do it. Don't do it. I got up at 12:30. Here's why. Well, I'd have to take you back. Warning, Will Robinson. This is going to be a multiple show day because I cannot get through this weekend story without going into the next show. So I hope you don't mind. We're going to blast out another podcast today. So Saturday, on the regular calendar Saturday, I planted, or was it Friday? I honestly can't remember. Maybe it was Friday. Anyway, I planted 18 trees this weekend. Yes, I planted 18 trees. You know, I had a new fence put in back in November, which, by the way, if you've never put a fence in your yard, I'm not a guy that thought a fence was a big deal, but it's pretty wild. Like, you look out your back door, and no matter how big your yard is, we probably got maybe an acre or a little less, I don't know, but this split rail fence, we have to have a split rail. It's the only conforming type of environment I live in. I live in an HOA 17 house cul-de-sac where we have an HOA. Yours truly is a trustee. Oh, my God. The HOA is going to you know where in a handbasket with me on the board. But anyway, there's 3 of us on the board. I happen to be one of them because I've been the president. I've been the vice president. I've been the trustee now, and I've lived here 11 years ago this week. Was it 11 years ago this week? Yeah, we bought the house, moved in. Big corporate gig I got, bought a big house, went broke. Kept the house, though, when I went bankrupt. Yes. So I put a fence in, and it very cool. Like, it adds like this park-like setting to your home. If you don't have a fence in your backyard, I would seriously consider. I've got a split rail with that mesh wiring there. We have two border collies, so keeps them in as well as the invisible fence. These two are so high strung, man. They're like a bubble on a skillet. I mean, you can't even keep these two dogs contained. So I got invisible fence. It's like damn near like a high security prison just to keep these dogs in. The only thing missing is the barbed wire curled at the top of it. So it looks really cool, but it's missing a tree line. So I bought 15 forsythia trees. I don't know if you know what those are. They're kind of like a bush slash tree, but they grow to about 8 feet tall. Put them all along the one fence line. My neighbor to the left. And then on the back fence line, I bought these three big pear trees. Bought it all at Home Depot. By the way, here's a tip. If you live anywhere near a Home Depot, it's 6 months. It's 1 year same as cash payments. You still make the payments, but if you spend $1,000, right? And it's 2 years, 24 months, same as cash, if you spend $2,000. So what does your humble podcaster do? I buy gift cards for $1,000 and $2,000 at a time. So I can buy a light bulb for $3, or I can buy trees for $300. And either way, it's coming off that gift card. And I bought all new patio furniture this weekend as well. I was at Home Depot a lot. Rented a truck, the Home Depot truck. Pulled into the Crawley compound yesterday at 8 a.m., woke everybody up because it's the truck. When you put it in reverse, it goes beep, beep. Wild weekend, man. That's why it's going to take a couple of shows to get through what happened. But all of this is in the context of every day being Saturday, because this is the stuff you do, and you don't stress out about, I got to get it done. I got to get it done because I got to go to the JOB, the Journey of the Broke, jump out of bed, it just over broke by Monday. Got to get it done. No, man, we're just having a good time, catching some sun. Beautiful. Beautiful weather this weekend to be doing this stuff. So forsythia trees go to about 8 feet. I got these pear trees that are across the back. Those go to about 40 feet. And I was fired up, man. I planted them, and I was wiped out. Yesterday, I mowed the lawn. I'm shuttling kids to volleyball matches. My one girl, Madeline, was in a talent show. I don't even know what was going on with that. And so had a lot going on. And, oh, by the way, we got our little baby Susan on a ventilator. We're going to be moving her out and about, though, making her more portable as the nice weather comes, because it's so beautiful right this time of year. So I crashed last night at 9:30, which is actually kind of late for me. I like to be in bed around 9. But I go to sleep, scroll Twitter for 30 minutes, catch up on my politics, on my business, on my sports. Twitter's just awesome. I am a Twitterholic. If you ever want to chat with me on Twitter, hit me up, at Sam Crowley. And let's get it on, man. Have a conversation. Motivate, inspire, empower. So I go to sleep last night at 9:30 at night, and I was sleeping like a dead animal. And I mean, nothing less than a nuclear bomb was going to wake me up. Except at 12:30 a.m., I hear the beeps, the dreaded beeps. And my daughter's on a ventilator. And so she's in the other room, and Angela sleeps in that room, and I sleep in our room, and then we switch off. Angela needs a break. Boop, I'm in, you're out type thing. But never this early. I mean, we're talking like I'll come down at like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. I'm up for the day at that point. Never been up at 12:30 a.m. for the day. But last night I was, because I could tell Angela was at wit's end. There was just some alarm, this false alarm that was being triggered. It's called a low-minute ventilation, and what that means is when our daughter has a trach tube in her throat, and if there's a leak somewhere, it triggers this alarm. Well, it just happens to be positional, the way she's sleeping in her crib. And it sends this alarm like every 90 seconds. You can't sleep. I mean, it just goes off every 90 seconds. So Ange was in the room. I said, hey, let me take over from here. So she got a couple hours sleep. But you know when you're a mom, right? By the way, it's Mother's Day week, okay? We don't just celebrate the moms, the amazing moms, one day. They need an entire week. We're celebrating mothers all week long. We'll talk about that as well this week. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms that listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast. You guys are amazing for what you do. So I got up 12:30, man, and I wasn't getting any sleep because that alarm, I was about to say something bad, but it's a family show, but that gosh darn alarm was going off at like every 90 seconds on my daughter's ventilator. Susan's sleeping through it. I mean, she was perfectly fine, but it was just this trigger. So anyway, I'm up at 12:30, made the kids before they went to school, our three older ones, made them pancakes, drove all them to school, came home and went for a 4-mile run, and I'm fired up, man. I'm recording these shows. Now, I will crash and burn later tonight, I'm sure, but I got to bring Laura to volleyball practice. Madeline's got another choreography class. There's always something going on, but I tell you what, I'm going to end this show and pick up on the next one because I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on and what's going on with you, more importantly, and how this all relates to you. And I'm going to start the next show with a conversation I had with a buddy of mine that came over. We were talking about IKEA, and he wanted to know what was the best time to go. And I was like, well, on a Monday at 11. He's like, well, I can't go on Mondays. I work. We'll talk more about that as well. But, hey, I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? A, because my daughter's alive. And there was no guarantee 8 months ago she would ever see an hour or one day of her life, let alone 8 months, going on 9 months now. And B, I'm free, okay, just like you are now or you're going to be. I'm free. By the way, thank you for all the tweets last week. Don't let me know you're free. I appreciate that. Hit me up, man, at Sam Crowley. I long to chat with listeners of this podcast. I want to chat with you, okay? Hit me up on Twitter. Just let me know you're listening. A, my daughter's alive. B, I'm free, and C, my time is limited, man. And my time is limited. I may not see my 47th birthday next month. I could be hit by a bus, whatever. I'm telling you, I'm squeezing the toothpaste out of the tube right now. You got to do the same thing, man. Don't live small. Don't live in a small mind. Don't live in a small world. Don't hang around small people. Be big, 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 and be bigger than your problems, man. There's no problem if you got a solution. True that, true that. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.